Some time ago, I heard of a young man who took a job working in a post office. He was grateful for the work and really gave it his best. During slack times, rather than joining the rest of the guys in a game of blackjack or just sitting around doing nothing but smoking cigarettes, he would get the broom and clean up around his area of work. And what about the rest of the men working with him? Did they admire his hard work? Did they commend him for his efforts to give the government an honest day's work? No, they made fun of him. What are you trying to do, become Postmaster General? What are you looking for, a gold star in your paycheck? As a matter of fact, this same sort of thing happened to me when I was a student at the University of Washington. Some of my friends found out I didn't cheat on exams. They thought that was silly and asked me about it. Everybody does it, they said. When I tried to explain to them that I knew it would displease the Lord, they laughed. But I had made a commitment to live in such a way that the Lord would be honored. Friend, we all must make tough decisions in our daily walk with Christ. Decisions that may cost us friendships, job promotions, and in some parts of the world, maybe even our very lives. But why should we make tough decisions to please God? Why should we live a holy life? Let's go to the Bible and find out what God says. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 2:21 gives us one very strong reason. If a man purge himself from sin, he shall be a vessel for honor, fit for the master's use, prepared for every good work. Friend, do you want your life to be used of God? I know you do. A holy life is a powerful weapon in the hands of a holy God. The Apostle John writes, Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Holiness gives us boldness, and holiness and usability are inseparable. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.